A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Got into trouble a couple of weeks ago by leaving the metronome on accidentally.
Oh, that was so frustrating because that was one of my favourite.
It was a really
podcasts,
good episode,
I think,
wasn't it?
That we've ever done.
Yeah, and it had a click on it that Saskia very skillfully took out.
She was amazing.
But it left the audio being a bit dodgy.
A little bit
anyway,
dodgy.
Anyway, folks, I have turned off the metronome, you'd be pleased to know, and we are ready to roll. It is Sunday. Yeah. The 13th of November.
Aye.
I'm looking for some. Are you superstitious at all?
Not at all.
Really? So if somebody said, ooh, you're going for an operation.
Yeah.
And it's on your bits and pieces. And it's going to be on Friday the 13th at 1 o'clock.
Wouldn't even... Is 1 o'clock a thing?
Oh, it'd be 13 o'clock, you see.
Oh, no. Couldn't give a shit.
You really?
Nope.
Wow.
Yeah, it's funny that, isn't it?
Are you? It's one of the great things I love about you, I think, is the fact
I'm simple.
Yeah, you're a very simple girl, yeah, with a simple mind, just making simple choices.
I'm not weighed down by anything like that.
No, I'm not really. I mean, I get a bit sentimental about things.
I think sentimentality and superstition is completely different.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Yeah, yeah. What I tend to do, if I've got something that I like and then I'm afraid to throw out, I keep it for 6 months, and then if it's still no use to me, I take a photo of it and then throw it out. And then at least I've got a photo of it.
That's nice.
Oh, remember that thing? Oh, I've got a photo of that thing.
I'm brutal.
You are very brutal. You're really cut and
because
thrust.
Cut and run. I feel I have certain things that I know mean a lot. I've got quite a lot of photo albums.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're very special to me, and I do look at them quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to put photos in photo albums a lot when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
So they're good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I've got old family photo albums as well as I go through. But in terms of, like, gubbins that you could hold, I get rid of all gubbins.
Yeah.
I recycle as much as I can. You know, with clothes and things, I recycle as much as I can. I don't want to hold on.
Yes, you're often
to things,
giving stuff away to charity shops and auctioning friends. Things off and giving things to friends and stuff like that. Are you nostalgic at all then? You must be quite nostalgic. You like looking back at old photographs and remembering kind of fun times in your past and things like that.
I like seeing friends and discussing. But I mean, this leads us quite nicely into what I was just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know about you, I guess the lead up to Christmas is always a little bit like this, but I do slightly feel like I'm drowning. Do you?
Who, me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I've been drowning for about 3 weeks now.
Mm. And when we do have a moment to spare, we go out.
Yeah. Probably shouldn't really, should we? We should probably just stay in.
But at the same time, I wonder, we're talking about this because I don't know if you remember a while back, Michael and I both got posters. They were 4,000 weeks posters.
Yes.
And you cross off each week of your life because you have a finite amount of life to live. And we had many interesting conversations with people who were like, this is the worst thing I've ever heard of.
Mine has been up in my living room.
But we haven't crossed off any weeks. So basically you've just stayed at the age that you were when you put it up.
But I'm going to wait till I get to 50 and then cross them off up until 50. And then I've got 48 years left to live, according to the thing. I think you live... No, 38 years. According to 4,000 weeks, you live for 4,000 weeks, which is roughly 88 years, I believe. And that's when, on average, people die. The poster was a representation of all the life you've lived and all the life you've got left to live. And it's supposed to kind of be inspiring, which exactly how I took it.
Well, Oliver Berkman has written a book called 4,000 Weeks, Time Management for Mortals. And The Guardian have called it uplifting and original. Adam Grant said, important, searing. And Chris Evans said, every sentence is riven with gold.
Oh, wow.
And I think for people who are busy, active, and just kind of floating, coasting through life, but working hard, and It's about prioritizing. It's about living life to the most, to the fullest, but doing things that you love doing,
mm-hmm.
and that when you look back nostalgically at mm-hmm. your life, it will be full of gold.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. I really like this idea.
Mm.
On the back it says it's $9.99, but I'm pretty sure you'd be able to probably get it on Amazon. But it would be a great stocking stuffer.
Filler. Stuffer.
Stocking stuffer.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. You just coined that phrase. Mm-hmm. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, just done that.
Okay, well done. That's right. Yeah, very good for a Sunday night. Yeah.
That's how I roll. I think it's thought-provoking.
Uh-huh.
And when you do really start thinking
mm-hmm.
that you have a finite amount of time to live,
yeah.
it makes you assess everything.
Yeah.
You know,
am I
hanging out with people that I love? That book, The Apologies, absolutely fried my mind that we talked about last week.
Okay, yeah.
About doing something physical, like write a letter to yourself from someone that's died
mm-hmm.
to say sorry, to release something in you. Sadly, my mum dying mm-hmm. released
mm-hmm.
all the anger that I had towards her
mm-hmm.
for never living up to what I needed her to be.
Yeah.
I let go of that then. I don't need the apology. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't, you know,
yeah.
I would never have got an apology. I've let go of all my anger, mm-hmm. which was eating me up at the time when she was alive.
Were you ever having, like, fictional conversations with her?
Oh, I mean, I had conversations with her, but she was impossible to reason with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, either she was drunk, and that you can't really reason with a drunk person,
mm-hmm.
or she just rewrote history, like she just... You know, it was mm-hmm. like, it wasn't like that. And it's like, no, it really was. That's why I loved having my sister, because my sister and I, you know, I wasn't the only person that was seeing and hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that did happen, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it was Matt, wasn't it? And she'd go, oh, my God, yeah, it's crazy.
I did something nostalgic today.
Yes, tell me.
I went to Topgolf today. And so me and my boys have been to Topgolf on and off. Since they could hold a golf club, I would say. Now, Topgolf is in Watford, for those of you that don't know. There's also one.
It looks amazing.
It's really good. There's also one in Greenwich, and there's also one near Guildford as well. And mm-hmm. then the only other one, I think, is in Glasgow. So they're a bit of a schlep. But they're a kind of digital driving range, and you have this enormous driving range in front of you that's all AstroTurf with these huge holes in it. I say huge holes, but they're probably like 10 metres across. And then there's different ranges within the holes, depending on how close you get to the centre of the hole, you get points. And your balls are digitized, essentially. So you drop your golf balls through a computer, and then they get chipped, and then you hit them, and then you score points. You don't have to be very good at golf. You can score quite highly, even if you're a bit crap. And you can also...
to my ears, that is.
Yeah, and you can also beat quite a good golfer if you are a bit crap, just by chance, really. So it's quite a level playing field for a golfing game. And but there's table service there, and there's heaters that come down from the sky, if you like, and or the roof sky, Jesus, and then there's double bays, so there's two tiers of it. So there's a ground floor bay, and then there's a top floor bay, and I mm-hmm. think even at the Glasgow one, they're three tiered high.
Wow.
So and they're beautifully lit and everything, and you can get beer and wine and everything.
I was looking on your stories; it looked amazing.
I'll post a couple of pictures on the Making the Cup thing, because if you live in North London or Hertfordshire or around that area, it's well worth a go.
Can I say something? Yeah. I think it's worth a trip.
It's definitely worth a trip. But let me just give you a few pointers. You can book, I believe, online, but you don't necessarily get to specify a specific time because if the people are taking a long time on their game, you might get bumped back. The best time to go is pre-11 o'clock on a Sunday. One, mm-hmm. because you get buy one, get one free on all the games. And two, it's not very busy. Everyone's hungover on a Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. So... I got my kids both up quite early this morning, considering they're like 19 and 17.
Mm.
I got them up at like 9:30.
How was that?
They both really wanted to go, so it wasn't too difficult. And we both had breakfast baps. And
Is the food good?
Table service. It's kind of pub grub, but I had a really good sausage. Yeah, I had a really good sausage sandwich. Sonny had a breakfast wrap with sausage and bacon and egg in it.
Nice.
Joel had a granola. I had coffee and all the rest of it. So it was really, really good. And I buy two games each. So, you know, you play six games, I guess, in total. And the whole thing takes about an hour and a half. And there's music on, and there's lots of people laughing and joking. Mm. Nobody takes it very seriously, but it's really good. And I sat there today watching them, and I have taken pictures of my kids playing Topgolf probably since they were about 5 and 7, I reckon.
I mean, that's a photo album in itself.
Yeah,
right?
It probably is. I probably could track all the Topgolf games and put it in a little album. In fact, that's a good idea. I might do that.
Christmas present.
So one thing I'm going to do is recommend nostalgia, and the other one is Topgolf.
I want to say also, in terms of gifts, we're always thinking about Christmas gifts. An outing en famille. You know, we're talking about the love languages, and why don't you guys do the love language test online? It's free. Find out what everybody's love language is. If there is anyone in your family whose love language is quality time, what they want more than anything else, more than any gift, is to spend quality time with their family because it makes them feel loved. Doing something like Topgolf is an amazing time to spend quality time with your family who you love. The kids are happy.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
happy. You don't have to cook a meal if you're a mum.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
yeah.
If you're a dad, you're off there, out there, you're outside, you're with your kids, you're with your missus. Like, it's such a good gift.
Yeah.
How much is it?
Well, this morning for 6 games, and bear in mind we're all adults now, it was £28 for 6 games. So that was on buy one, get one free. And we also had to buy new memberships because all our memberships had expired. So that was about £2 each as well for membership. So that was in total, it was £28 for six
that
individual
seems quite
games.
Good.
So it was pretty good.
So £28, and that's 3 of you.
Yeah.
And then how much was food?
And food came to precisely £28 again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for the three of us. But I had two coffees.
I think, like, if you were to say to somebody, OK, it's going to cost you 60 quid all in for an entire family to go out. That is an amazing gift for the family.
And like I say, it's really good fun. It's not like going to a driving range. So some of you might be going, oh, I'll just go to the driving range. They've got that Trackmaster thing.
No.
I go to the driving range and they've got that Trackmaster where it does track your golf balls on the thing and all the rest of it. It's not that. Mm. It's different to that. And it's better and more fun and more equal to play against each other than that, even if you're playing with your kids. So, yes, don't confuse it with that. So it's called topgolf.com, and it says golf, party, venue, sports bar and restaurant. The good thing about this, by the way, if you fancy going with your mates, is you can go in the evening and it's like a nightclub with golf. So it's open till midnight.
Really?
Yeah. And there's music on and disco on and all that stuff. And it's fully licensed. So it's a big bar area and a place to dance and all that stuff. And then they've got these driving range bays knocking out over.
Oh, wow.
Flood lit AstroTurf situation.
Great.
So it's good. So they've got Chigwell, Watford, Surrey. And they've also got one in London as well.
That would also be then a great present. I'm sorry, I'm always thinking of Christmas presents.
Yeah, it would be good if you could get a gift card or something, yeah.
You know, for like a young teenage couple.
Yeah, that'd be good fun.
Like Holly and Paddy would
love that. Yeah, they would love that, yeah. It's good. I really enjoyed it, and we haven't been for probably about a year, so today I loved it.
Oh, that's really good. Oh, a bit of nostalgia with your boys.
And they both loved it as well.
Oh, that's really nice.
Shall I go on? Or?
Well, I'd like to say something.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
It's a very quick one.
Can I just say, did we talk about these straight and narrow cocktails?
I don't feel like we did.
I don't feel like we did either. And we've got some non-alcoholic cocktails right in front of us. And they're called straight and narrow. And I'm thirsty, so I'm going to open one.
I think you should open one.
And
while I'm talking about this.
And then you
can
talk about that. I'll have a little swig of this. I'm going to go for the limoncello spritz.
So, Faye, you know, Faye, Fitness Faye, Fit Jam Faye. Faye is the most amazing woman. I have been working with her in the fitness arena for a very long time. And I've been doing some filming with her this week. And she showed me a book which was just so clever. And it was called justlikemebooks.co.uk. And they basically write books to encourage inclusivity.
Okay.
I think is the best way to say it. It's augmented reality.
Oh, I love augmented reality.
So Just Like Me Books, and so it's justlikemebooks.co.uk, is the first interactive, inclusive storybook. So when you go to the website, I want you to press play on the YouTube video. I'm quickly going to do it for Michael. So mad.
Yeah.
Isn't that mad?
It is good, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think of different applications for augmented reality, you know, that would be good. But anyway, you carry on.
So there are lots of different kids that are featured in this book, different religions, different races. And in that book that we just looked at, it was a kid with autism. So that kids with autism can read a book where they recognise the character in the book as being a little bit like them. But it's also for other kids to understand that not everybody's like them. So when you see somebody and they don't like sudden noises or being approached very quickly and they react in a way that might be surprising to you, it's not surprising because you've read Just Like Me and you know that there are some kids that struggle with that.
Yes, okay.
So it's a very nice way of saying, look, we're not all the same. And Will Poulter does a really nice thing on their Instagram page where he's reading the story. I love Will Poulter.
Yeah, me too.
He's one of the good guys. Yeah. But anyway, I think it's an absolutely brilliant idea. It's great for kids. I'm going to get some for my cousin's kids because I just think they're a fun read. And
yeah, they'll love them, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a very clever bit of tech, but it's also kind of a feel-good, good message type of book.
Yeah, it's good how they've used a bit of technology as well. Because it's hard to get kids off devices. So if you can integrate the device into the book, then, you know, you're bridging an important gap, I would have thought. So what's it called?
Justlikemebooks.co.uk.
Okay, fabulous. I don't quite know where to start.
Oh my gosh, have you got so much to talk about?
I've got quite a bit to talk about. I'm still in the middle of the Bono book. I'm finding, you know, just really enjoyable. There's a really interesting bit where he's interviewed by Stephen Colbert.
Yes.
In America, I watched on YouTube the other night. So he does an interview with them, which is okay. But then he does a kind of performance of a piece from the book and a song. And it gives you a little insight into what the book is like, essentially. So I'd highly recommend you go and look at that. It's the Stephen Colbert thing. What's that show called? The Colbert? The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. So that's worth a watch, and he does a rendition of With or Without You and all the rest of it. But the link that I'm creating here is that me and Davina have started watching Bad Sisters. And ironically, Bono's daughter is in it. She plays Becca. I'm quite fascinated by this whole family, really, I guess, because I'm also a big fan of Inhaler, but the lead singer of Inhaler is also Bono and his wife's son. God knows what their other kids are going to get up to, but...
How many kids have they got?
I think there's four in total. One seems to be a rugby player, like possibly a professional rugby player. And then there's one mystery child, which I'm yet to find out what
they do. He might be just like, fuck everything.
The hairdresser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can think of worse things to be, Michael.
Totally, yeah. I wasn't putting it down there, you know.
Thank you.
So, Bad Sisters. Now, hundreds of you, literally hundreds of you have recommended this to us.
I mean, when I first spoke to you about it, you were like, oh, I'm struggling to get into it. And I immediately read that as like, you don't like it. And then you came back to me and you went, no, it's just because I've got so much going on in my head.
Yeah, I can't get into anything.
I can't get into it. But have you got into it?
Yes, I have now.
So How many?
And I've done three episodes now.
I'm at the end of six.
Are you?
It's...
I might have to watch four on my own tonight. You're watching something with Chester, though, right?
It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy...
I'm watching Shantaram. I'm going to talk about that later.
Okay, you're going to talk about that. So you could watch an episode of that and I'll catch up with episode four or something like that of Bad Sisters. So it's Sharon Horgan and then a collection of... Is there five of them all together? Is there four?
I think there's five with the one that's married to the prick.
Okay, and then there's the prick in question, the guy who is... A really horrible
hateful
guy.
Character.
Yes. I mean, I'm not sure I've ever known anybody that horrible. But I've certainly known a mixture of people that have those personality traits. Like, you know, I can think of one of two of the things that he's done that I know two or three people have done to other people, you know.
But there's a thing that he does to the blonde sister who... Do you know yet about the fling?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
So there's a thing that
he does.
Oh, you know about that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's in
episode three. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, that is a vindictive and dark, dark thing to do to anybody.
The worst.
Mm. So we're really enjoying this. Yeah. And for those of you that haven't seen it, for those of you recommended
it, I think we might be the last people in the world to not see it.
Thank you. For those of you who have not seen it, it's on Apple TV, so you have to buy a subscription. But normally if you buy an Apple product or something like that, they give you a week's worth of it for free. So you might want to fudge the system and get it that way, or use someone's login details or something. But I'm really, really enjoying it. The scenery's great. Location, houses are all that
good. It makes me want to go to Ireland.
The script is fantastic. And the story on the whole is good. I would describe it as a dark comedy, I think, because it is funny. And I don't know how close it is to reality.
There's a little bit of a love story going on in there.
Is there? Maybe I'm not seeing that at the moment. But it did take me an episode to get into. I don't know whether I cared enough about it to start with, but by the mid episode two my teeth were firmly sunk into it, and
it makes me enormously anxious.
Does it? I don't know if I feel anxious about it. I'm just looking
like
forward
Kevlar.
to
I mean, he's like literally
I mean, I don't know how he dies ultimately.
No, neither do I.
And that isn't a spoiler, by the way, because he's dead in the first scene of episode one. But we're not entirely sure how that
happens. Is the clever thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I do know that it's gory because somebody looks at him and goes, oh, God.
Oh, really?
Something like that. Or there was a scene and they look at the photo and they go, oh, God, what a way to die.
Well, he's died with an erection as well, hasn't he, it seems. I don't know whether that's just a joke because they call him the prick, or whether it's just a reference to rigor mortis, or whether it's some reference to the way he actually died.
Yeah.
Anyway, folks,
it's
Bad
good.
Sisters is great.
I liked your seamless link there. That was really impressive.
What? Bono to his daughter to that. Yeah, like, I know.
I'm going to have to up my game.
I learned it from being on
the
one show.
How was the
limoncello? Link anything together. Yes, so we are drinking a straight and narrow. These are alcohol-free contents. So it says 0%, feel good inside and out. And this one is called Limoncello Spritz.
Now, the reason why I'm not trying these is because I do try not to drink alcohol-free spirits. I don't know why. As somebody that's teetotal, I feel like it's a bit of a trigger for me.
What I would say is that that doesn't taste like alcohol. This one's called Gon and Tonic, as in gin and tonic, but it's spelled G-O-N.
Does it taste like limoncello at all?
It tastes lemony and spritzy. Yeah, I would say. Let me see if this one tasted...
But not alcoholic.
It doesn't make me think, oh, this could be alcoholic.
Because naughty, like I thought was alcohol, I thought I'd actually relapsed when I drank it, so I was...
I mean, that's really nice, the gin and tonic. I mean, a single gin and tonic doesn't taste alcoholic to me anyway, I don't suppose. That tastes nice. If someone put a slice and some ice in a glass with that, I could drink that all night long. It'd be great.
Yes.
It tastes like a grown-up drink.
Yes, it does taste like a grown-up drink.
It does.
Is it dry?
Yeah, I guess it's dryish. Yeah.
Don't smack your lips too much. You know how people hate it.
Do they?
You know, in the video that we did for last week, someone complained about your lip smacking and that. I think you'd eaten something and you were going...
Really? People don't like it, do they? Don't like the moisture of the mouth. I tell you what, straight and narrow.
Do you like Gon and Tonic?
Gon and Tonic. Would it be John and Tonic? Because there's no E on the end.
John and Tonic, yeah.
What have you sent them here? This is a punch. Puncho?
I feel like I'm trying to get you drunk, but not.
Yeah, now that smells a bit boozy. Have a sniff of that.
Yeah, that smells boozy. Funny.
Yeah, so that definitely tastes like booze.
And what's that called? Puncho and lemonade. Puncho Summer and punch. Lemonade.
It tastes a bit pimsy.
Oh, does
it? If you put some strawberry and cucumber there and lots of ice. Yeah, that would be...
I'm going to make you try one more.
That's really nice. Yeah, let's try one more. Enjoying these.
This is John and Tonic.
Is it? John and Tonic, but another mixed berry.
One.
So it's
mixed
like a
berry.
It's like a berry.
Pink.
A berry
it's like drink. A pink John. So this company is called Straight and Narrow. And they come in little bottles. I'm going to look them up now. Straight and Narrow.
I'll tell you what. I've just seen on the back of the bottle.
Yeah.
It's 45 calories a bottle.
Are 70.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So that one is... Oh, yeah.
Some are a little bit more. Some are a little bit less. But I do like the fact that they do. They have them. I like the fact that they've got the calories on the back so you can kind of tell.
Because
if you drink an actual... gin and tonic. Yeah, it's extremely calorific. 200
calories. The Gon and Tonic, the mixed berry Gon and Tonic, is 45 calories a bottle, which is nothing. And it's really nice.
So the founder is a guy called Jason.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jason.
And he came up with the concept during lockdown because his alcohol consumption increased along with a lot of other people at the time. And he wanted to kind of, you know, try and find something that was palatable and tasted interesting, but wasn't going to get him drunk. So they want to give back to charity as well. So they use vegan ingredients and all their drinks are low in calories and sugar whilst offering the popular recognisable flavours that you will love. And I'm just going to have a look at the pricing.
Straightandnarrowdrinks.co.uk.
Collection. Yeah, Straight and Narrow Drinks. Oh, here we go. So for a mixed case, which is what was sent to us, it's £31. So you actually get...
How many did you get?
A lot of drinks there. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 drinks. So... That's quite good value.
Yeah, do you get so? Click on mixed case, see what it says.
Okay.
I feel like you get more than that.
12. Box of 12?
You get 12 for 31 quid. So that's
good.
Just over £2.50 a bottle, something like that.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's pretty good, isn't it? And I have to say they're really nice, and especially because you could pimp them with a bit of fruit and a bit of ice in a nice glass. You'd have a really good grown-up drink there without all the hangover-y stuff.
And there's lots of different types of drink that you can choose from. Cucumber and mint, gin and tonic, berry, spritzo and soda, a rhubarb and ginger, limoncello spritz, puncho and lemonade. There's lots of different things you can try.
Have you any idea what these circles are here that it says there? Because some of them have a circle and some of them don't.
It says, 91 points. I think, is that... it's an award-winning, IWSC award-winning.
Oh, right, so some of them have won awards. But the gin and tonic mixed berry, oh, 45 calories, I could drink that all night long.
And you get 25, they won't like me if I say 25. You get 20% off your first order.
Okay, great.
So I think that is actually a very good find. Mm. Straightandnarrowdrinks.co.uk.
Yeah, congratulations, you lot. It's great. I really like it.
I'm quickly going to talk about Neom. Because I've been obsessed with Neom as a product for ages. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always had... I love their smells.
Yeah.
And, you know, lots of people love White Company candles or they have a certain smell that they really like. I am Neom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was introduced to them, actually, as somebody gave me a gift once when I did a TV programme. And they make lots of lovely things like candles and bath rubs and things like that. But I've always been a bit, not sceptical, but a bit cynical about aromatherapy. Like, is it really a thing? Like,
What
possibly can aromatherapy do? But actually, aromatherapy is incredibly powerful.
Uh-huh.
And when I was pregnant,
mm-hmm.
I remember being told, do not put any clary sage essential oil on you until after you're due because it can kickstart labour. And I thought, really, can it really do that? I put clary sage on my palms and rubbed my palms together and went to sleep on my due date when I had Holly, and I went into labour 3 hours later.
Wow.
And it was on my due date.
Okay.
So I then sort of changed my tune and thought, oh, my God, OK, maybe it is better. Anyway, the founders are Nicola Elliott, and she used to be a journalist or working into... Yes, 60 hours a week as a journalist. Very stressed. Loved her job, but just couldn't continue. And she retrained as an aromatherapist, and she sort of started creating these blends and these smells. Their candles are gorgeous. The way that they work on your brain is really clever. It's about the hormones acting like chemical messages. The hypothalamus in the brain, which produces hormones, is stimulated by the smells, and it produces the hormone that addresses your need. But they do these sleep ones. Mm-hmm. They do little packages for Christmas. They've got all their Christmas stuff out at the moment on their Christmas gifting. Oh, I've just had a look at their page. They've got Christmas gifting at the moment. They've got gorgeous candles.
Mm.
And you get a 3-wick candle for 48 quid.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's
really
good.
Really expensive candles.
Totally. And they've got little like Christmas gift packages, which I really like. So obviously lots of people struggle falling asleep. They've got a scent to sleep range.
Yeah.
A scent to de-stress range. And it's got lots of little different products in it. I really like this brand. They've got diffusers, things like that. But it all just smells unbelievably good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to put that out there.
Oh, great.
I think they've got 20... So free standard shipping for orders over 25% off three products. Use code extravaganza. 25% if you get three products, I think, or more.
And free shipping on over 40 pounds.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's a good deal.
Yeah, great.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
We have arguably been living in this house now for about a year and a half.
Yes.
Me on and off.
Yes.
And I've been building a bar.
Yes.
For us to entertain from.
Yes.
You'd call it. So it's a bar that's concealed in a cupboard in the drawing room or the living room or whatever it's called.
We've changed.
It was called the lounge when I was alive.
We've got a drawing room.
So what is that about? So anyway, my brother helped me and he put some cabinets in it and I put some shelves in it and all the rest of it. Yes.
You've got to tell them what you did to the shelves because that was really clever. If there are any DIY fans out there, you did was extremely clever.
Oh, well, thanks very much. So we went for lunch once at the Ivy and I looked at the shelves behind the bar in the Ivy and they were kind of like oak shelves, but they'd been routed out. They'd carved a chunk out and they'd put a brass
bar of the shelf.
In the edge of the shelf, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the what you're looking at, like the edge of the shelf, so not the top of it or the bottom of it, but the edge of it at the side, they'd routed it out and they'd put in a brass kind of bar in there. So it looked like brass went through the centre of the shelf, essentially. And I thought, that's really nice. It looks kind of very cool, slightly mid-century, you know, it looks very, just very cool and expensive. So I thought, I'm going to try and do that in this kind of bar that I'm building. So I put the shelves in and then I thought, do I route them out? And then I looked at buying a brass bars off Amazon and you could get them, but they were quite expensive and then they're heavy. And then I was trying to work out how to glue them in or stick them in. In the end, I found this brass tape. So it's like a roll of sellotape, but it's very, very thin, super fine brass sticky tape. And I thought, I'm just going to buy that and see if it works. So I sanded down the edge really, really flat and then stuck this bit of tape on. And then I stained all the shelves over the brass and then varnished them and also that to seal them. Stained over the brass and then sealed it with varnish so this tape wouldn't come off. It's like sealed under a kind of resin layer,
that's
if
so
you like.
Clever. Yeah.
So now when you look at the shelves, they look like a piece of brass has been forced, like recessed inside the shelf. So I'll take a picture and you can see it. Yes.
Everybody says, oh, wow, look at the brass. Everybody. It's so clever.
Yeah, thanks. And then I've mirrored the back of it with these hexagonal mirrored tiles, which were I was a bit unsure about really, so I put them
and
up there.
And some of them came off, didn't they? Which was annoying because you stuck them up and they looked great, and then a couple of them fell off. And...
Well, I'd only stuck them up temporarily because I was a bit unsure about them, so I was expecting them to fall off at some point. And then I thought it just looked a bit tacky. Really, I wanted something a bit more sophisticated. So I've now bought mirrored strips, so they're like elongated rectangles, let's say.
Oh, like a rectangular tile?
Yes. And it's 50 centimetres tall, 5 centimetres wide. It's like strips of mirror.
Okay.
And I'm going to put that vertically across the back.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah,
so a bit like them 70 Venetian blinds, you know, that hang down, not the ones that go across, you know, the ones that drop.
Like the tiles in that shower
room
there.
Yes, like that.
Yes.
So I'm doing that, basically. So I've got these mirrored strips. They're all from Amazon. They're £20 a pack. You get five in a pack. And I think I needed three packs to go. I needed 15 of them to go across the back. And they're going to go up and downwards. And then I was in IKEA.
Yeah.
And I found movement and light sensitive light strips.
A bit like the ones we talked about when we started this podcast. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Gabby's cupboards.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when you open the cupboards, they automatically come on. So I was in IKEA the other day, and there they were. They were a metre long each, like about
big.
96.
Yeah.
They are called, ladies and gents, Oversedan. Oversedan. I mean, you know, IKEA have got these very tricky names.
Oversidan.
Oversedan. Now, they are 96 centimetres long, and they're on a, like a triangular shaped light, if you can imagine. So when you stick them to a shelf underneath, they don't just shine down, they shine backwards. So they're going to shine into the mirror, if you like. And I bought three of these for three of the shelves. You have to buy a little transformer pack as well, and that is called Tradfry. T-R-A-D, trad, and then fry, F-R-I. Tradfry or Tradfry. So you need to buy that and that. So the lighting strip is £29 each. So I bought three of them, and then I bought the pack. All came to about £110 for the whole lighting system. But it means when you open the doors of the bar, the whole thing lights up.
Mm.
And then I'm going to buy some coloured gels because the lights are kind of bright at the moment. They're not white, but they're bright. So I'm going to buy some kind of orangey gel.
Where'd you get that
go
from?
Over that. Well, in my lockup, I've rented some of it to the old pantomime production company in St Albans, and there's just tons and tons of coloured gel, so I'm just going to take a bit from there, if you're listening, thanks. So anyway, I just wanted to recommend that. If you were building, you wanted to put lights inside your cupboards at home, like inside your wardrobes, or you had a bar area, or an area of, like, if you walk into a utility room and you just want some lights to come on, IKEA have really got this covered at the moment. Mm. I've been looking for something good quality that I think will last, that is at a reasonable price, and it's easy to fit. This is the best stuff I've come across. So I'll take a picture of the bar tonight, and we'll post it so you can have a little look. And then all I really need to do is fill it up with really nice bottles of stuff. Some non-alcoholic.
Yes, please.
Some very alcoholic. And I might put a little fridge down there as well, just to keep some mixes in, things like that. And ice, yeah. But anyway, that was my recommendation. If you were thinking about lighting something nicely and tastefully, then IKEA have got a really brilliant range of automatic sensor lights.
Nicefully is a really good word.
Nicefully.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Let's keep that.
That's off. Let's hashtag that. Nicefully.
I was talking to Mum today about IKEA and about the Billy Base.
Oh.
You know, like, everything starts from the Billy Base.
Yes.
The IKEA Billy bookcase. And then you just change the doors, or you panel it, or but start with the Billy bookcase and then build a house.
You build
from
around
there.
Yes, of course, yeah. You want to know a bit of IKEA trivia?
Here, go.
Do you know what the most sold item
is?
In
the Billy
IKEA?
Bookcase?
It's not.
What is it?
It's the blue IKEA bag.
Of course, yeah.
Quite good, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
They sell billions. Yeah. The other thing I saw, there was a documentary about them, that they make something like £2 to £3 billion a year from the restaurants in IKEA.
Well, you turned me on to the IKEA. Meatballs.
Did we eat there once?
Yes.
Yeah, did we? Yeah, yeah. It's so good, isn't
it? It's so good.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I'm not surprised.
I love IKEA. It's brilliant.
It's really, really good. Mm. You got me into IKEA.
Mm. I think you're...
I found it daunting.
Yeah, okay.
But you've got, like, method.
Oh, yeah, I've got a skill to go around IKEA. I make my own route. I don't follow the arrows. I've got my own arrows.
Yeah, you've got your own arrows.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about... I'm so excited about this because... Mm. You and I rent somewhere in West London to stay in sometimes if we're working or if our kids want to kind of come up to London or whatever. And quite near us, a roller rink is opening.
Yeah.
That is so cool, isn't it?
I used to go roller skating every Saturday night when I was a kid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is it another thing you're good at?
I was very good at roller booting.
Can you please stop it?
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not going to stop it. You know. You like that? She wasn't expecting that, folks.
I was. Oh, God. The other day I was at this place and I saw this girl, this gorgeous woman, oh, my God, modelling, modelling.
Yeah.
And she, because obviously I used to work at a model agency, I knew this girl from... 30 years ago when I used to work there. She's called Liberty Ross. And she became a very famous model. And I used to know her brothers quite well. We used to hang out like occasionally. They were in my kind of large circle of friends. Anyway, turns out one of her brothers is going to manage this place, the ice skating rink. And
it's rollerblading rink.
Roller skating. Yeah. Much cooler.
The cool stuff, yeah.
And so he's going to be there. So I can't wait to see him. I haven't seen him for 30 years. And there is already one in New York, which is, I think, closed at the moment and will reopen shortly. West London is opening. Is it opening 12th of November? I think they're doing one night on the 11th. When is the 11th?
11th of November.
Is it today?
No, 2 days ago. It's the 13th today.
So it must be open.
Ah, okay.
Now.
In London.
Opening November 2022. And it's in Aerial Way, London W12 7SL. It is called Flipper's Roller Boogie Palace. Now, the reason why this is so unbelievably cool is that Liberty Ross and all her siblings have got a very good pedigree.
Okay.
Not only are they all mega kind of overachievers in there, like all of them are just uber cool. The parents, the dad was one of the starters of Radio Caroline.
Okay. Wow.
And the boat that rocks.
Yeah.
But he also opened a roller boogie palace in New York back in its heyday, in the 70s.
In the 70s, yeah.
And she is basically the family operated roller rinks since 1979 to 81 and on.
God.
So she is kind of gone back to commemorate and honour her parents' coolness.
Oh, wow.
But also, let's just quickly mention who Liberty Ross is married to.
Yeah.
She's married to Jimmy Iovine.
Yeah.
Who is also the coolest man in the universe.
Yes, I mean, we've talked about this before. There's a series on Netflix called The Defiant Ones, which is Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine talking about how they sold Beats and their music platform to Apple Music for, was it $3 billion or something like that? But Jimmy Iovine's story is fantastic. He started off as an engineer working for Bruce Springsteen and U2 and bands like that.
John Lennon. He's the most connected man.
He is so unbelievably connected and fascinating. And that documentary, The Defiant Ones, is one of the best things I've ever seen.
Yeah, and the coming together of these two men.
Yeah.
And Dr. Dre, also extremely entrepreneurial and extremely connected.
Mm-hmm.
And those two have come together and just made magic happen. And I've got a feeling, I mean, there's loads of pictures of Dr. Dre at Flippers in New York.
Oh, is there? Yeah.
I've just got a feeling that those guys all together coming together to do this
is
going to be uber cool.
Okay, so Aerial Way, is it?
Aerial Way. So that is by the BBC TV building. I think it is in...
Is it?
Yeah, it's like really, really close to that BBC TV building.
I'll have to have a look.
Look up W12 7SL.
Okay, let's have a quick
W12 7SL. So the American one is reopening in April 2023, but they've got lots of music happening. They've got DJs. What they have is these really, really cool DJs DJing there. I mean, even if you go and have a drink and just watch people roller skating would be cool.
Mm.
They've also got unbelievably cool apparel and shops. I mean, quite expensive, but God, I really, really love what they sell.
So it must be in the foyer of Westfields.
So it's in Westfields.
Yeah, because it's in that front bit, in front of the put shack and all
that. Oh, yes.
So it must be there. That's great. Brilliant place.
Good news, right?
It's great for us, yeah.
I mean, very close.
We can roll over there.
So check it out. Take your kids. It's in London, but I would say it's worth a day trip.
Yes, I bet it is, yeah.
I wonder when you can go to, if you've never been on roller skates before in your life.
Just get some elbow pads.
Yeah?
That's all you need.
And wrist guards?
Yeah, wrist guards are pretty good.
Knee pads?
No, I wouldn't worry about knee pads, no. It's your elbows and your hands that are going to take all the battery. Okay. But it's kind of easier than you think, I think... Well, maybe not. I don't know. I mean, I found it quite easy, but I was doing it a lot as a kid. Now,
don't show off.
Years ago when we started this book.
Yes, yes.
I'll show off a bit.
Okay, you can.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Years ago when we started this podcast, I talked about a hair product called Mess Up by Umberto Giannini,
yeah.
And it was brilliant.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Yeah.
And I recommended it. Loads of people bought it. Loads of people said, oh my God, that product's brilliant.
It was like a huge thing, right?
Huge thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then during lockdown, boom, disappeared.
Why?
I don't really know.
Did you ask? Because don't you know the lady from Umberto?
I do know Claire, yeah. She owns Umberto Giannini. And,
can I just ask you something?
Yes.
She won't mind me asking you.
No.
Was she married to...
She was married to Umberto Giannini.
Umberto Giannini was a man.
Yes, he was a man. He was a very successful hairdresser in the 90s. And he very sadly died suddenly.
When?
As a young man. I think in either late 1999 or early 2000.
Quite a long time ago.
He was only in his 30s.
Oh my God, and I think
he
terrible.
Died suddenly of something very rare.
And did they had kids?
They had kids and all the rest of it, yes.
And she had to carry on her
she
own.
She carried on her own, took over
bringing
the business,
up the kids.
Bringing up the kids.
Wow.
And she is a remarkable human being.
That's amazing,
being.
Right?
Yeah, and she's lovely. You've met her.
I met her kid.
Fabulous. Yeah, yeah, of
As
course.
As well,
yeah,
I met
yeah.
her kid and I thought, what a nice man.
He's
but when
so
you
lovely,
told me the story,
he?
I thought, wow, that's a lot to go through at an incredibly young age. Mm. It would have been very easy to just kind of give up.
And
you know what I mean? And I guess in his memory, maybe she's...
Yes,
she thought to herself, "Right, I want to honour him,
yeah,
and keep this business.
It's a brilliant
alive,
business.
But sorry, so carry on, Mess Up.
So it's a brilliant business, and it's available in Boots. But Mess Up disappeared, and I was gutted because I couldn't get it.
And also, what was interesting, I remember on your hair clinic,
you
kept recommending it, and then people would go, "We can't get it. Yeah.
Anyway, it has resurfaced as under a different name called Texture Boost.
Oh my God.
And am I delighted that Texture Boost has come back? So it's in a pink jar or a pink aerosol can. You still get it on Boots, or you'll get it on their website. And I think there's in a few other places now as well. It's about £8 a can.
I think that's the thing, isn't it?
It's
because I use another texture sometimes, but you know, it's actually prohibitively expensive.
Yes.
And £8 for a can is affordable,
It's affordable, right? Yeah. So it's really good. It's a good volumizing spray. You spray it at the roots on dry, styled hair, and it just gives your hair a little boost. But I love it, and I'm so glad
you use it every day.
I use it all the time, yeah.
Every day.
And we gave away for Menopause Month this month your book and my hairdryer.
Yes.
And somebody won it. And I would really like to say who that somebody was right
now.
But I don't know who it is. I can't track their name down.
Oh.
So I'm assuming they're listening.
Next time.
And I'll see if I can dig out the name. What happens is they message me on Instagram, and then a million other people message me, and the messages go all the way down the list, and then I lose track of them. But I just want to say congratulations to the winner. It was a delight for us to give it away. And I hope you enjoy the hairdryer, and I hope you enjoy the book.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And if not, give it to somebody who will.
I just wanted to quickly say that Flippers World is on Instagram and they're really worth a follow. 53,700 followers. Flippers.world, as you'd expect to see it.
Very good. Now, just before we finish, read out a couple of shout-outs. We've been sent some goodies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We'll take a picture and we'll stick them on because we're going to talk about them next week because I do want to have a play around with them first. But it's a company called Hexclad. And Hexclad makes something called hybrid cookware.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got three frying pans, a wok, and three pans, pots, pans?
Saucepans.
Is that a saucepan?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, good.
There's a frying pan and a saucepan.
Now, I have to say, I have used pots and pans of all different levels, like, throughout my life. I left home when I was maybe 16 or 17 years old, and I've cooked for myself non-stop for years.
Can I just say something? Yeah. You are always... in a quite a weird way, talking about pots and pans.
Yeah.
In a sort of, I need to find something.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to get a proper frying pan for here.
Yeah.
I just don't really care, but you care.
I really care.
Yeah.
Because having good knives and good pots and pans.
You always talk about knives as well. Wilco, I remember.
Yeah, the Wilcos and the knife sharpeners and all the rest of it. I mean, absolute no-brainer. You need good knives, good pots and pans, and you can be a good cook. It makes all the difference. So I am very excited that Hexclad have sent us this stuff. So I'm going to try it out this week and then we're going to talk about it next week.
And I just want to say, from my point of view, who looks at things very differently to you, I think they're really pretty.
They are very pretty, aren't they?
They look so nice. They're really nice looking.
It says...
How much are they? Are they really expensive?
I think they're quite expensive, yes. And it says, please remember to season your pans with a small amount of oil before the first use.
Oh.
This is a hybrid pan so it will perform better and better as it continues to season.
Oh.
Similar to a cast iron skillet.
Oh, I like that.
It is good, isn't it? Enjoy the benefits of traditional non-stick stick pans, like cooking with only a small amount of oil without the worry of using only plastic utensils. You can use metal spatulas, whisks, even an electric whisk mixer.
No.
That's what it says, yeah. Also enjoy the strength that usually only comes with stainless steel cookware, hence the term hybrid. Hybrid, easy clean up than stainless steel cookware and far greater durability than non-stick pans. So go and have a little look at Hexclad, folks, on the old Instagrams.
Can I also go and have a look at their website? Mm. But Gordon Ramsay calls Hexclad the Rolls-Royce of pans.
Does he not call them the fucking Rolls-Royce of pans?
Yeah, does
he not
probably say does. That? But, I mean, Gordon Ramsay's talking about
yeah,
them.
Yeah, it's quite good, isn't it?
That's big.
So we'll have a little play around with these. I'm going to cook you some nice food this week.
Oh, God, I'm so lucky.
We are going out this week quite a few times. We're going out for your birthday. We're going to see Stuart Lee on Thursday.
Should we say?
I think we should tell people what we're going to do. Yeah.
No, but should we say what's happening at Christmas?
What's happening at Christmas?
We've got a giveaway.
Yes, tell them about giveaways. Yes.
We have got...
Oh, yeah.
This Christmas...
We've got...
Are you going to get
it
out?
No, I'm not.
Shall I get
you
it
get
out?
It out.
So this Christmas, absolutely brilliantly, Olivia, who is the third member of the band.
Yeah.
She has been working very tirelessly to bring you our Christmas giveaways. Now, what's been so lovely this year is that, you know, we know that life is difficult this year. And we know that things are tough. And Olivia has literally thrown in her heart and soul into getting things to give to you this Christmas.
Well, so, we can alternate. You do the top and I'll do the next one.
So on Monday the 28th of November, we're going to be talking about the Drowsy Sleep Company. They've given us 5 Midnight Blue sleep masks, their best-selling colour, and 5 sleep candles. I'm telling you, these are really, 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 really nice. And they are £111 each for the mask and £69 for the candles. Can you imagine?
Can I say the candle, the drowsy candle?
Oh, no, the mask, sorry. The mask is £69 and the candles are £42.
But it's in total, it's
together,
£111.
Together, yeah. Amazing.
It's brilliant. The Drowsy Sleep Company candle is
like
brilliant.
Your favourite thing.
I would like to win one of these, if that's possible.
The next one I'm really excited about.
That is Witch Magazine.
Yes.
5 annual full access memberships, the prize of £99 value. It includes access to all review, the magazine and our app. So there's 5 of those to give away the
And
whole
the thing
year.
About Witch is that it's a not-for-profit.
Yep.
So you kind of feel good about that company.
Yeah, yeah.
And not only that, this giveaway will save you over the year
so much money.
Do not buy anything without checking to see if you could get it cheaper somewhere else or if another product is better, checking it on Witch first. It is the like literally the Bible of consumerism.
Next up, Xylus.
Shut the front door. So Xylus is a 5 easy pull food processors. Now, even my cousin came up to me and said, you know that thing you talked about on your podcast ages ago? We bought one and then she just proceeded to go, oh my God, it cuts up carrots, celeriac. It's just a manual pull food processor. It's a chopper. You put onions in there. I never use anything else to chop anything up tiny. It is, or you can leave it big. You just pull it twice and it chops it up, but it leaves it quite chunky. It is amazing. We've got 5 of those to give away for 30, which retail at £30 each.
We've also got 5 bottles of quarter gin to give away.
You love quarter gin.
Quarter gin's brilliant.
Quarter gin's extremely clever because it's not non-alcohol, but it's not full alcohol.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a quarter of the strength.
So you can drink 4 of them in the place you can normally drink 1.
Mm-hmm.
So that the night can go on for quite a while. Npeel. Look at this one.
This is amazing. We've got 5 £150 vouchers to spend on cashmere.
£150?
£150, yeah.
Now, the jumpers are expensive from Npeel, but...
Yeah, but, like, if you're thinking for a Christmas gift, that's
brilliant.
A big dent.
Yeah.
Huge.
I don't think they do the James Bond one anymore, but it's so good. A Thermomix.
I know, don't.
What?
Yes, I know.
We're giving away a Thermomix.
Yes, I can't believe it.
It's at £1,400.
This is a £1,400 gift, and we're going to give it away.
Holy
smokes. Can you believe that? That's extremely lovely of Thermomix.
Thanks, Thermomix.
And yeah. And once you've used the Thermomix, you will never go back. Like, you will never need anything else to cook with. Oh, look at the next one.
Next one.
I have never
gold
ever had as many comments
yeah.
on a necklace
yeah.
as I have from that necklace from Tilly.
Yeah. How do you pronounce Tilly's surname?
Tilly, I would say Sveas.
Sveas. Tilly Sveas. We're giving away 5 gold lariat necklaces. These
now, are necklaces you know the necklaces that, that Michael and I wear, yeah. And they tie around your neck twice.
Yeah.
They are absolutely gorgeous. We're giving away 5 of those, and they retail at £290 each. And that's extremely kind of Tilly.
Yeah.
They are lovely, but I hope we've raised the profile of those necklaces, because literally everyone
yes,
I've spoken to...
Yes, I know,
loads
of people love it, don't they? Where do you get that from?
Yeah.
Monday the 5th of December, the book bundle. So this is 5 of your menopausing
yep.
books we're going to give away. And Dr. Julie Smith...
So 5 from Dr. Julie okay. Smith. This one is really good. Why has no one told me this before? Dr. Julie Smith is huge at the moment. She's
okay.
the psychologist. She's amazing.
Oh,
she does
yes.
these fantastic experiments which kind of show
yes.
If you don't talk about something, but she uses a balloon and then she's mm-hmm. trying to push it in the water and she goes, this is what happens. It just keeps resurfacing mm-hmm. if you don't deal with an issue. She just, the way she talks about things is so
yeah.
good, and her book is exactly the same. So we've got 5 menopausing, 5 Dr. Julie Smith, why has no one ever told me this before? And I don't know if you've, like, if you love Angela Scanlon, I do.
Yeah, she's lovely.
The
yeah.
way she writes, mm-hmm. it's a bit like Sarah Cox.
Yeah.
They write how they speak,
mm-hmm.
and it's just so warm and brilliant. She's written a book called Joyrider, which is fantastic, and she's given us 5 copies of that.
Megan B, give us 5 bag combos.
No, this is really
yes,
amazing.
That's pretty good,
no,
isn't
this
it?
Is amazing.
So that's great. That's on the 6th. And then on the 7th of December, a pair
oh,
of tickets to see Stuart
I mean,
Lee.
How nice is Stuart Lee to do that?
God, it's absolutely brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's a pair of tickets to see Stuart Lee at a venue near you next year on his national tour. And he plays
now,
everywhere. So
we're
going to
go and see him this week.
We're going to see him
So we're going to bang on
yeah.
about him
yeah.
and talk about getting tickets for the
yeah.
for the tour next year. Because
absolutely.
He is our favourite comedian. Let's
He's
be honest.
Yeah. Now, what is missing from here is one of my hairdryers, which I will throw into the mix as well and give away.
Yay!
Obviously, this during that week, we'll throw in an MD London hairdryer in the colour of
an
your
MD
choice.
London blow.
Yes. Okay, let's do a quick little shout out.
You're making a lot of made up words today, which
yeah.
I'm really quite nice. Nicely.
Yeah.
Not?
Nicely.
Which I'm really quite liking.
Wrong,
what is wrong with us?
Wrong button.
It's Sunday night. We're very tired.
I am tired at the moment. Let's have a look. Pip Marsh has just recommended something called Policeman, saying it's beautiful. Is that Taron Egerton there? It looks like him. No, maybe not.
I don't
maybe
think
not.
It is.
So it's based on a
Harry
book.
Styles.
It's Harry Styles, is it?
Yes.
Oh.
God, he's so good looking.
He is. I started to watch an interview with him and Zane Lowe on the YouTubes
oh, yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah. What's he wearing?
I'm not sure I like Zane Lowe very much. He still seems a bit sycophantic to me, you know, like he all seems a bit poncy. But
oh,
I did
that's
like...
quite controversial.
It is quite. I mean, I know we don't really slag things off on here, but I often think I wish somebody else was doing this interview.
Yes.
Well,
you want somebody who's going to ask interesting questions,
yeah.
not just love somebody.
Yes, there's too much love going on.
He's so lovely.
And but Harry Styles, I thought, was great.
What was he wearing? Just do you remember?
Yes, he was wearing some like flannel trousers, some
yeah.
Adidas Gazelle in purple, which I thought
yeah.
was great.
Yeah.
A woolly green top and a big green necklace, like
necklace.
A ladies of
he
big
wears...
green balls.
He wears amazing
and
green
jewelry. Nail varnish. Yeah.
And net green nail varnish. God, he's so cool.
Thanks, Pip Marsh. I think he might be losing his hair, though, Harry Styles. I think he might be clinging on
Don't
to it.
Don't look happy.
Yeah, I'm
when
quite
you say
pleased
that.
About that. I'm only kidding. Claire Wass says, just watched Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind as recommended. Oh, my God, I loved it. We'll recommend to a close friend who often forgets what he has.
Oh,
yeah, great. Very good. Can't wait for your next film recommendations as well as everything else. I am hooked.
Oh, thanks, Claire.
Thanks, Claire. It's very nice. I love that
so
film.
Nice.
It's great. Faye Edwards has just given us a pair of hands.
Oh, that's
thanks
Faye.
Very much, Faye. Yep. Obviously
that's Faye who recommended the book.
Ross Taylor says, or Roz Taylor, I think. Guys, I had a really spooky moment listening to this week as I started. I thought, ooh, I should recommend Donna Ashworth's book.
No.
And lo and behold, Davina mentioned her. The book I was going to recommend is called To the Woman. And it was
to the women.
To the women. And it was bought for me by a colleague when I was going through a tough work week. I now bought it for my female besties. It's just fab. Absolutely love the podcast.
But yes, you know, it's interesting. Oh, yeah, go on.
It says, but have to request you don't have any time off, please.
Because she misses us. Yes. Oh, my God, that's so cute. I think
nice,
Donna Ashworth books, because they are small and they are readable, they are extremely good Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
For any woman, any of Donna Ashworth's books are absolutely, would mean a lot.
Yeah.
Would touch your heart. Okay.
Wendy Bell says, hi, you gorgeous pair. I'm so glad you are back. Aww. I just wanted to recommend a small business from the Lake District, the Northern Pasta Company.
We've done Northern Pasta. Were they not the Yorkshire Pasta Company? Yeah.
Pasta Company. I bought it off Imogen. Had a winter market last week. I tried it for the first time today.
That sounds
It was
nice.
So good. There is obviously a magic touch with the ingredients and the creation. Oh. It's a husband and wife team, and I think they have something really special. The packaging is also reusable and recyclable. And
let's have a look at the packaging. Oh, nice. It looks... Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it looks good, doesn't it? So that's
Northern
the Northern
Pasta.
Pasta Company.
Great.
The temptation to say Pasty Company is quite big, though, you know. Okay, let's have a look at this one. Sorry for the double
message.
It's
from a man.
Oh, it's from a man. Jacob.
I love it.
17.
Oh, my God. I love Jacob already. He's
you're
hasn't
our
done
favorite,
anything. He
almost,
hasn't said anything.
Yeah. Oh, this is Lightning Poems. I follow this guy, so he does poetry. Yeah, so hello, Davina and Michael, I'm Jacob. Michael, I think my mum has been in touch. She has, yes. I love the pod. And if you're looking for a feature, I would be honoured if I had a little shout out or if a segment of the podcast was a shining light onto young people and their mental health. I write poetry at lightning.poems is his Instagram page. With
God,
all of my 17. Spoken word on it. I know, it's great, isn't it?
He's doing this. He was in a really dark place. Shall I read that one?
Yeah, go on, you read this.
So he says here, I was in a really dark place for a long while and struggled to see the light in the day. But this, with the support of family and friends and taking little steps, I'm in a much better place. This is such a common thing for boys between the ages of, I'd say, about 15 and 18. Mm. It's a very, very, very difficult time in a boy's life in particular, and a girl's, in fact, really. I'm in a much better place. I want to inspire young people and everyone in general that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. My message is spreading positivity, and I think it's so important, especially for my generation. God, I couldn't agree more. And so his Instagram, we're going to say it again, at lightning.poems. Thanks so much, Jacob.
Aww.
And then read the second one.
It says here, sorry for the double message, ha ha ha. But with my Instagram being quite small, it would really help with any little shout out or sharing of my profile from either of you two. I would love to make poetry and motivational speaking my career. And so I'm putting myself out there as best I can at a young age. Hopefully, with a larger profile, my messages will reach a larger audience and inspire more people. Have a lovely evening, Jacob. Well, Jacob, have a lovely evening yourself. Yeah,
I really admire kids.
Yeah.
And sorry if that's patronising saying the word kids, but I really admire young people that are so forthright and strong and... I don't know, courageous. It felt courageous to do that.
Put one on.
I'm going to follow it right now.
Dear younger me, in my little brown boots and my dungarees, with my little messy chops living luxury. Bright blue eyes, wired to innocence. A stranger is a friend you haven't met, you know, different in a sense.
Very nice. So it's put to music as well, I didn't realise, which is great. And he's performing them as well. I mean, go and have a look at his page. It's great. And there's some lovely, lovely images on there as well. Well done, Jacob. Good work.
I am, like, following him now.
Yeah, great.
So he's got 129 followers because I've just followed. I feel like we need to get him more.
Yes.
He's done 11 posts. And let's get his message out there.
Yeah, great.
He's on the Show Love podcast. You know who that is?
Who's that?
Bronwyn.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, sorry, that was like a slightly in chat there, but...
Right, folks, it's 9 p.m. We're going to go.
Oh my goodness, it's 9 p.m.
You're going to watch something with Chester.
I'm watching Shantaram. I'm really enjoying it, but I'm going to talk about it when I've watched a bit more.
Yeah, I don't know what Shantaram is, so you can tell me about
it. Yeah, I'm going to tell you all about it. It's got the guy that was in... Taron Egerton was in it with Colin Firth. The Kingsman.
Okay.
And he's the blonde guy.
Okay.
And was he in... The one, no, Gentleman.
The Gentleman. The Gentleman. The Guy Ritchie movie.
The Guy Ritchie movie. The guy with the blonde hair.
Yeah.
Okay. It's him.
Okay.
Charlie Hunnam?
Yes, I know who you mean.
Him?
Yeah. Charlie Hunnam.
Hunnam?
Yeah.
Is that? Anyway, when I recommend it, because I'm definitely going to recommend it because I'm loving it, I will say his name correctly.
Have a lovely weekend, folks, if you listen to this on Friday.
I'm really enjoying being back.
Yeah, me too.
You know what's really funny is sometimes people go, you know, God, like, your podcast is exhausting. I would do this.
Yeah, no.
Like, I'll carry on doing it if no one's listening.
Yes, I do.
I really enjoy it.
Yeah, me too. It's good fun, isn't it?
And we just record it on our own. There's no one with us. We're just on our own in a room.
It's just us, folks.
Just us.
And you.
And you.
And thanks for listening. See you later.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.